The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hold up through the entire...
Good afternoon, you wonderful and beautiful people here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You're tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, and I'm telling you, I'm watching all the chaos. I'm watching you people row. You know, you people like to make a lot of noise. Oh, y'all can make some noise. But I know I rowdy too. I know I get a little rowdy. I get a little raunchy too. But you know, I woke up this morning. I listened to all the shows, of course, but I listened to my friend Hakone Uncle Sarah. You know, he's always calm and level-headed and easy. And I say, you know something? I looked at all the blessings that I have around me. I look at how fortunate I am. And I realize that, you know, for the most part, Kermit, most of the stress we have is because of other people and getting in other people's business. We nosy. And we always feel we know more than everybody else, and we got to say more than everybody else, and we got to outspeak everybody else, and only us alone got an opinion, and only us right. And so in our country called high blood pressure or hypertension, and a lot of illnesses that we endure in this country, it's because you people talk too much, and you're too nosy, and you get in too much people's business. And so, you know, I said to myself, in another space, I made mention that there is possibly going to be a by-election. And in another space, I said, 242, cash now. If you all remember those words. And I did make mention to you that in due respect of the family of the beloved MP, respect his family, who we continue to give condolences and tribute to. We look at our Guardian paper this morning, and based on the cries of the Bahamian people on Bay Street, near the House of Assembly, the chant, "We want our money now." Now, I live in Golden Isles. I understand the issues of Golden Isles. I'm not saying to you that the member before passing was perfect. I'm simply saying that we had some issues. We had some things left to be done. And I said, if we're going to go into a by-election, which I do believe the people of Golden Isles will benefit, and I know where we can benefit, because if the government brings its machinery to Golden Isles, what was promissory yesterday for 4 years now will become a reality. It has happened in Elizabeth by-election. It has happened in West Grand Bahama Bimini by-election. It has happened in North Abaco by-election. So why should it not happen for Golden Isles? You say it's too close to the general election. I say it's too close to the general election for you. It ain't too close for me. And you know how we were when we were growing up. And I remember my fifth birthday party. I had a cake and I had a number five on my cake. It was a white candle trimmed with green. And I had all the whistles and horns and the hats and everything else. And I remember Miss Linda Davis, who was a friend of my mother. And I have not seen her in the last 51 years, but I remember she was there. And I had my good friend Lisa and Tina Storr and their brother Dino. And I had my good mother's friend Renee Storr. Those type of people there. I had Ellie Delancey and Jeremy Delancey, Kevin Delancey. I had Miss Brown. I had all these things for my party. I remember very, very, very well. And the one thing I remembered at that party when I was five was that when I grow up, and I know I'm not alone when I say this, when I grow up and I buy my birthday cake, I eaten all my cake by myself. Now, I know it sounds selfish. I know it sounds sacrilege. But guess what? Hey, you've never said that. You've never said you want a whole bowl of ice cream for yourself. This is what has entered into Bahamian politics. Because as I see it, everybody looking out for themselves. It's all about me and what I get. The shirt, the money, the chicken, the rum, the bear, my road fix, my light fix on my pole, huh? The fill gun in my yard, the grass, the sword, the fence, going to my yard. The MP like me, so he paying me to sit and be the receptionist. They paying me to go campaigning. This how it works. They giving me the contract now to cut down the bush on the corners. They give me to put down the sidewalk. Me. And as long as me is taken care of, I'm easy like Sunday morning. And if I'm telling lies today, we look at the rhetoric of downtown. It does not matter whether we have the money or not, which I do believe the money is there, by the way. But that's another discussion. And I promised myself, you know what, I wasn't going to talk no politics with you people till after the elections, you know, because y'all really get silly bad. Y'all some really silly people. I ain't scared of y'all. I can talk to y'all. You can hate me all you want, but you know it's true. Y'all silly bad. That's why the country is the way it is, you know, because we can't get together and fix this thing right because you're silly. I like what I likes. You likes what you likes. And so therefore, it doesn't matter what you likes because I like what I likes. And therefore, the country doesn't get anywhere because nobody gets what they likes. Only the people, them who got the money bag. Y'all don't get this yet? What kind of silly are we, man? You always get left or not. Sometimes you get something. You've been a PLP all your life, FNM all your life. You've been a Vanguard and you've been a DNA and now you won't be COI. And you got nothing all your life. And you still fighting for people who ain't going to give you nothing. Y'all don't get it. That's why I telling you in the by-election for Golden Isles, I won't get something. Because I ain't never get nothing either. I still ain't getting that microphone. I still ain't getting what I supposed to be getting. So what you want me to do? I ain't going to be paying you no mind right now. What I can do for you, Kermit, I can play for you that song, Easy Like Sunday Morning. And we can take a break. And we can be right back because I ain't playing with y'all and I ain't got no hypertension with you. My hospital is Cleveland Clinic. I'm going to the other one today. I easy today, my brother. I easy like Sunday morning. We'll be right back.
Easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Yeah. I paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce. Hit for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
This is your main man, Garth Minard Roseboro here, Mr. Easy. And I'm always going to be easy like Sunday morning. This is Guardian Talk Radio 96.9. Guardian Talk Radio today. I want to throw those numbers out there really quickly. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of Island 3720, or you can text me at 422-4796. Now, you all heard it. You heard it that some changes are going to be made. Z Live is moving to 12 p.m. starting next week, Tuesday. Now, some changes taking place. Once again, for those of you who are listeners of this program at this particular time, starting next week, Tuesday, we will no longer be at this address at this time. We will be at the same address, but at a different time slot. So beginning next week, Guardian Radio Today will be moving into that spot from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. So for those of you who appreciate the conversations of Hakone Uncle Sarah on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you can meet him here from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And so as for myself, if you want to listen to anything I have to say, you will meet me here on Mondays and Thursdays and no longer on Friday. On the Friday, the Guardian Radio team is going to try something new for Fridays. And so Uncle Sarah will be weekdays, Tuesday and Wednesday, to 4 p.m. And as of now, I'll only be on Monday and Thursday, as long as you have me here. Now, those are the changes. So for those people who love Z Live, when you find that you have to cut the radio off and go and pick up your children, you can now sit in your office from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. and listen to Chivago Lang on Z Live starting next week, Tuesday. Now, I already got a text, and I'm going to give a shout-out to a friend of mine in a few minutes who bought some honey from me and honeycomb and gave me a book, and I'm going to honor her a little later in the show and give her a shout-out because she calls the show all the time. Someone asked the question, hey, good afternoon, sir. Is your 9 days up as yet? Now, watch what happens on that particular appointed day. On that appointed day, we're going to have Heroes Day. So there's not going to be any show on that day. That's going to be, I think, the 13th of this month. And so you will not hear from me until the Thursday, which I think is the 16th of the month. But on the 16th, the beloved Member of Parliament will not be eulogized until the following week on the 24th. A little bit of decency and respect. I didn't know it was going to take that long for the process, but we give respect and honor at this particular time. We're going to have to just simply postpone that. So while all these changes are taking place, you all will hear everyone else talk about by-elections and talk about performances and talk about what should be expected and what's in the mind of Garth Roseborough. And, you know, the strangest thing, as I said to you earlier, whatever I seem to say, it shows up all over the place. These people want their money now, after I made mention of Golden Isles, 242, cash now. So, you know, I got to watch what I say, because every time I say something, I always get beat down for it. I don't know why. I made mention of some performances in the Free National Movement, and you beat me down, but you use what I say. I said I believe the leader was weak, and you said, oh, he's a weak leader. I say the Prime Minister traveled too much. You said the Prime Minister traveling too much. You know, and all the different conversations I've had with you, you take what I say and you run with it. And then those who want to beat me. And those who don't want to beat me, then you say, hey, praise him, praise him, praise him. And then you beat me tomorrow when you feel I step on your toes. And so this is what's caused high blood pressure to some people. And so I got home late last night after helping a friend of mine. And I give a shout out to them. They're going through a rough time right now with car issues and some. But a friend, I want them to know I will continue to be there for my friends. I use the word friends, not associates, not fellow Bahamian citizens. For my friends, you know my loyalty. You know I will be there for you. And even, I know how some of you are dirty. You will know that my other friend used to sit here, but he's still my friend. And sent a message to me last night, so I don't know what you're all thinking, but that's you and your dirty, evil mind, but that's fine. You're still a Christian nation, and you also love Jesus, and that's, anyway, I can leave that alone, because I am easy today, like Sunday morning, but I'm telling you, I'm tired of your little foolishness. I'm really tired of y'all. And I said to myself, Kermit, I woke up this morning, and I said, you know what? This going on year 7, I haven't put my boat in the water, because I keep fooling with people. I keep on trying to help people. I need to just help myself and go in my boat. I got to stop this. Whatever type of heart God gave me to help communities and to help mentor young men and try to point them in a good direction and be there to help ladies when they're in need, I got to try to learn how to live, because what God has given to me, a lot of people can never get. Don't care how hard you work, you can't get what I get, because let me leave that alone. I try to inspire people, Kermit, to be better than I am. I try to show them the way to be better. I am nobody, but my friends all say I'm blessed, and I'm trying to show people how to be blessed like me if you really think I'm blessed. You're fighting me. So, I'm going to ask you a question. And Kermit, you can even chime in on this if you want. Because I got a call from Gabby this morning, and y'all had a great interview on Monday, and I just had to ask a question though, Kermit. If a gentleman comes to your house, and you people could call in on the 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. If someone comes to your house, a gentleman, and walk straight past you and starts talking to your wife, what you gonna do? Or how you feel? You got any feelings on that, Kermit? See, Kermit doesn't look at me. Like, what? What? You come to my house? You walk past me and start talking to my wife like I ain't there? Anyway. Well, that's how I felt on Monday, but I can leave that right there, Kermit. I live right there in Jesus' name, in the blood of Jesus. May God, in my mind today, folks, I notice that the U.S. government, I tell you, I ain't getting involved in your politics no more, because y'all ain't making no sense to me. But in the U.S. politics, the government is cutting down on staff. If you look into the Guardian paper in the business section, they can tell you how the IRS and everyone else is cutting down on civil service, on government workers. So while we were here protesting downtown, the police officers was getting ready to do roadblocks. Kermit, you should see the amount of people pull over after that protest. I sure the government get some more money. I sure at that. Oh, Lord, I see the line. Y'all ain't see them line of people? Oh, Lord, they pull over everybody. One light. Huh? Broken light. Huh? Y'all think the government is play. You driving Honda Accord, you getting pulled. Huh? Insurance expire, you going to court. Huh? Your driver's license expire. Plenty of y'all driving around here with expired driver's license. You're going to court and you're going to pay. And listen to me. The judge them, they're ready to know what they're doing with you. You going to pay that fine because why? Y'all need your money right now. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey,
sir.
Hey. I don't know what all you'll be talking about today. But don't laugh.
Leave me alone.
But whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Whenever they pick up on your conversation,
uh-huh,
they realize that you are a man of substance.
And I appreciate you.
I know that. And that's why I like listening to you.
Well,
I listened to the same station last week, and they were ridiculing you in your absence, saying you are biased.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last time I had reason to call the radio station, because for some reason our people don't know the difference.
Thank you.
I would like for a radio station to be able to teach our Bahamian people the laws of this country.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they need to make comments,
mm-hmm,
they need to make sense.
That's all they said.
They need to make sense. And for some reason, the people who on the top of the line for ignorance, they'd be the first to be on calling and blabbering.
All the time.
I see one, he didn't get his contract this term. Now he's cussing the government.
Okay.
I am sick of the contract.
Me too. Sick of that.
So, Lyndon, and I said this on the radio before, left this country with all the wheels oiled and ready to run. They came along and changed it, and they put contract to everything. They need to stop this contract business. Because the people ain't got much sense when it comes to that. They don't have no power of reasoning.
My Lord.
And everybody want to make a whole lot of a noise and hullabaloo. Our people need to raise their standards.
I wish they would.
Get from off the two sides of the road. Get in the middle where you could make good decisions.
Yes.
This ain't making no sense to me where they're racist.
I really appreciate your call, and I love sensible people, you know. As far as
that is right.
As far as people concerned, I thank you for the call.
Yeah, you have.
As far as people concerned, you know, my boat is a PLP boat, and my engine is a F&M engine, and the gas I put in it is a C. Everything for y'all got to be politics. And it's okay to talk politics, but here is the problem. It's without sense. Y'all ain't talking it to build nobody. Y'all ain't calling it courage. Y'all talking the most radical foolishness. And I just said to myself, I'm not trying better than other people, you know. I'm just simply saying, if you look around our country, we have much work to be done. One person I was helping last week with a ride, and I don't pull him a little red bug, but that's my work truck. And I say, man, what's a car? Let me pull them anyhow. And I pull a big truck with my little car. My little Toyota Jeep. And the person, you know, I call it no name, they sat in my back seat. And they wanted to know why I talk the way I talk on radio and why I talk the way I talk on TV. And everybody swear I'm making this $1 million because I look like $1 million. Where I live, look like $1 million, or I look like $1 million somewhere close. And the way I speak different. And people hate me for it. People like me for it. Some people admire me for it. But for the most part, people trying to figure out who is Garth Maynard Roseboro, right? So when I open up a window in my life and showed them the information I wouldn't share with you, the person looked at me in amazement and said, well, my God, I taught you to hate the FNM. I thought you was biased. I thought you was this. I thought you was that. But I can't spend my whole day in here trying to put sense in your head, man. So if you hate me, I already tell you a long time, you got to hate me. You see, Sunday morning, I already made up my mind this morning that all the blessings God has put before me, I'm going to enjoy every last one, because I lost my good cousin, Tyrone Murphy from Mayaguana. Big family going to be there. 1 minute you're here, the next minute you're gone. What type of things? As a matter of fact, nobody even cares about what you have. Honest to the good Lord, they do not care about what you have. What people are concerned about is, what's in it for me? What is there for me? And if you watch the culture of the entire universe, I encourage you to look in the National Guardian right there on A17. They got a dollar day coming up Friday, October 17th, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. You come right down here to Carter Street and just a dollar. Just give dollar day. Bring it here for the people who are suffering from cancer. Let's give back in that way. And I can start giving my money and my time to philanthropic endeavors. I can start giving my time to people who I figure need it. I can't give it to everybody because everybody don't appreciate what you do. You got to be easy, man. Call on the line. Go ahead. Did I lose that caller? We got to be easy. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line.
Hey, God.
Hey, my brother. Easy. Go easy. Go easy. Go easy. It's an easy Thursday.
You know, this day is ready to fall. That's the last caller was. I feel like a lot of older people caught the same situation with politics right now.
Yeah.
These two parties.
Yeah.
And they need to take account for that because they never hold any of these people accountable. And only in recent, like, last 15 years or so, the people really been saying that they need to hold these politicians account to what they're doing, how they're representing us. Because it's all for them, baby. In all those years, the PLP been in power for 20-some years in the Finland. And it's how they saying that's because all their people is eating. And it's how they didn't care.
Well, you know, to be honest with you,
because down to them, that's when they vote after them.
Let me ask a question. I'm going to ask you a question. Pre-7, we got anything?
No.
Okay. So when in the Bahamas history did we as the people ever get anything?
No time.
Oh, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. So it can't just be PLP, FNM. It can't just be a COI thing. I'm trying to tell these people something, man. You have all these resources around you. You wait for a government entity or a government party to give you something. And I'm trying to tell you, from 1490, nobody never give us nothing. You got to go out there and work for it. Oh, Jesus, man. I was out till almost 12 o'clock last night in the place where there's be shooting at people, you know.
Exactly.
But I guess what? It wasn't about for me. It was about my friend. And I'm letting you know right now, I will be there for my friend, even in the valley of the shadow of death, because I, Garth Roseboro, I don't fear no evil. But at the end of the day, you know who I'm scared of? Stupid people. I swear, Jesus help me. Who I scared of stupid people? Them is the people who's caused you to die. You know what I mean, brother? But I appreciate your call, man.
You can't just be following like the five people all day.
No, man.
Or whatever they say. You have to have your own ideas and your own perspective on how things are supposed to be done, especially you have kids.
Yeah.
I want my kids to be here. I can't see no future for them around here. That's why I bought all my kids in the U.S. I send them to the U.S. every time. Bring me over there, too.
So you born your children in the States with a plan.
Yeah.
So when the Haitian born their children here with a plan, what you say?
I'm my problem. I'm legal. I do that legally. I pay for everything. I pay every cent. When they come in our field, mate, they don't pay nothing. The other side, I go on private and pay every cent. So I could go back, right?
And that's why I easy the thing, my brother.
All right.
I appreciate your call, man. I appreciate your call.
Easy.
You're easy. Yes, let me take another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, hello. Yeah. I'm in the Argos.
Man, I write you're taking it easy.
Yeah, but listen to me, boy. You know, we can learn something from Anku. I don't know how he's doing, but he's well poised. He has a PhD in that.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, but like you say, stupidity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a lot of them out there, but the last gentleman we call, I like the little young man. I like how he's contributing. He's kept right to the point. He don't play, but he said something about children, but that's frightening for me. Mine's being born over there, right? But I think about writing a letter to the embassy for Trump, because I need to really, if I die now, that's my greatest fear, God, dying at this, you know, I'm 61, I have a 3-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 26-year-old. 26-year-old doing, you know, she good. So my fear now is to die, and they still young. He ain't no man can give me that. Only God can give me, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I only called because you talk about a good friend of mine also, Tyrone, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Miguano.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know the corner. I know all the boys. You know, you say good people, I mean, we need to talk. Must know what time it is. So, I just found out, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out late last week, Tyrone had died.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, my condolences, yeah, but I think he worked too. I know him, customs or he worked behind Bahamas there, one of them.
Yep, so yeah, make good, good cousins, Dally, you know, and the whole family.
You hear me talk about, mm-hmm. about politics, right, God?
Mm-hmm.
But through the people, you know, some people I know you better than being biased and you know what I mean. I don't really like to talk politics because, like you say, the high blood pressure is kind of depressing, but I my greatest fear for me, I'll just share this with the public, is to die with my children at a young age. Because I notice most of the people with certain liberal viewers, they don't really have children, you know. So they don't even have a ounce of care of where the country is headed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, really and truly, you know, contracts here, contracts there, contracts everywhere. Bless them. Mm-hmm. Give thanks.
Boy, I really appreciate that call. Let me take another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon. God, how are you today?
Well, thanks for wishing me a good afternoon, man. You helped make my day easy. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, man. You know how it is. God, while our neighbors to the north is furloughing workers, shutting down,
mm-hmm.
and firing workers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so disrespectful to see what happened yesterday, okay? The two union leaders should have never allowed that to happen. Let me explain to you why. They didn't negotiate with the prime minister on any increase of salary. They didn't negotiate with the prime minister on giving these people any review on their salary. They didn't negotiate none of these things. This was just some of his stuff that he put in the manifesto before he became the government. And he decided to act on what he said in his manifesto. Okay? And it's really disrespectful because what happened yesterday didn't change anything the prime minister said from day one. All right? You're going to get your money at December or before December. It's the same thing. Okay?
All right. Well, I appreciate you bringing that to the forefront for us.
And the thing about it, God, one other thing. We have to look at it this. Tourism is our main industry, right?
It is.
And if America's to date, I think it's the 8th or 9th date of being shut down, okay, the federal government.
That's right.
What happens now when some of those workers, I wish it don't happen, but what happens when some of those workers that comes to the Bahamas, who come and visit the Bahamas, can't come here anymore? Huh? And the prime minister's wisdom of thinking of giving them a salary increase and deferred for December, they should be glad, okay? They should be glad. This ain't money that they work for. And furthermore, I think what the public service need to do right now, they need to have some kind of classes for some of these workers because a lot of them don't go to work and spend the 8 hours or 9 hours to work every day. I don't know what the big bickering is about, but the union leaders should know better than what they did. Have a nice day, man.
We appreciate your opinion. And you brought the all-political conversation, right? Who like, who don't like, that's the all-business. I easy today on Thursday, and I'm easy like Sunday morning. Next call on the line. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead, caller. Say what you got to say. Hello?
Hey, hello, God.
Boy, your voice sounds easier than mine. Something wrong. How you get easier than me?
Sneak up on me, man. All of a sudden, somebody answered while the phone was ringing. That doesn't normally happen. You know,
right? But I don't like how your voice is easier than mine. Mine got to be the easiest.
Okay, you got some.
Go ahead, my brother.
You got some homework to do.
Yes, sir.
You know, I really enjoy listening to the way you are able to pull out of people
mm-hmm.
some of their innermost
thoughts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, man. You know, when somebody can say they living for their children,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's serious, you know, God.
I know.
Oh, okay. I mean,
and it's sacrificial.
And you see, you don't have to have children biologically
to be sacrificial.
You tell me you won't be so far ahead.
I still feel easy when I say these things.
Okay, now let me see if you know, but this crew. There's this group of folks who are actually planning the womb to which they would return if they choose to when they leave. You know about that crew?
I ain't getting in that.
Talk about this reset that's happening with the $37 trillion that's going on here. You think now if this fine gentleman is able to reset and write off $37 trillion and somehow hide it in crypto, how would that affect our B dollar, which is pegged to it?
I like it. I like the thought. I like the conversation.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to figure out. You see, you won't go low. I could go wherever you won't go.
But then you better come sit down with me one of these days, as long as I'm here, because you know we ain't going to be here forever. So, but I just trying to do my little part. People think I come here like I some journalist or I some talk show host or I here for $50,000. Boy, listen to me. I here for you. But even in being here for you, you still won't tell me, I stupid, you're dumb, you ain't know what you're talking about. You sound like you're a PLB. You sound like you're a FNF. Anyhow, I'm easy.
No, but that's actually deflection. See, when they define you, they only could be defining what they see in themselves and you know.
Yeah, but I can't be around stupid people, man. This might look like getting stupid people to come too close to me. I don't like that. That's why I live where I live. You know, I live far out west. You know why? Because I try to get away from these type of people.
You need a lesson because this group of people actually is becoming more exponential.
Jesus.
So boy, I don't know how you going to run. Where you going?
Okay. I going fishing in the boat. Play Lulia.
Then you got the fellas pulling up the boat.
Hey. But you're too smart, you know. I got to hire you.
I want to know where you going to go.
Where the budget is for the consultants in this country, I will make sure they give you one of them contracts. Because you smart. I appreciate you, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Take care. Next call on the line. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead. I got you.
Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
I heard your story on TV. You gave your life story, right?
Mm-hmm.
I might have thought you might have been a little biased too, but when I listened to your story, right, you was a poor black man. Now you're none of the best looking fellas, right?
No, I'm ugly bad. I might be an ugly. I keep more money in my pocket like that. Mm-hmm.
God, you going to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
You study hard, and you wake your way through college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you come back, and you being paid a handsome salary, right?
Well,
so no, I mean you getting paid more than me.
How you figure that? Who's giving me that?
Well, you go then hustle for it.
Well, that I do.
But what I say, God, I can't get upset with you because you went and better like yourself to become who you are. But behemoths, we don't want to do it. We want to be lazy. We want to sit on the blocks. We want a government job so we don't have to go to work. We want to get down on the government in the home with the PLP. Because the foreigners come here and make a living easy. They come here, they start to work. The Chinese, everybody, Haitian, Jamaican, everybody love it. But us, we got to get off our hip and go to work, especially our men. You know, it's the time someone tells BMN the truth. Look in the mirror, man. Stop running the red light. Stop killing one another, man. It's the time these leaders tell these BMNs the truth. Like Brave say, man, you have a part to play in this too. Go to work early, man. Give the man an 8 days' wage for 8 days' pay. It always give me, lend me, have you any, can you spare me?
Oh, mercy.
Get out of that.
Boy, I like it.
That's all I have to say.
Man, you're a better preacher than me, man. I really appreciate that. I don't like when people be better than me all the time, you know. Let me feel like I's the best sometime, man. My Lord, y'all people are off the chain. Next caller on the line, let's go. Next caller.
Good afternoon, God. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I keep losing my callers. They call in and they drop in. I hope y'all got a live phone, you know, because a live keep you connected, man. But go ahead, my brother.
God, you know, name me the four lionest people in the Bahamas.
The four lioness people?
In the Bahamas. It don't have to be in order.
I ain't getting none. Guess what? That question is a very deeply politically anchored question. I ain't answering
that.
I'm
just scared to do it, but I'll do it.
Okay, do it for me. Do it for me.
The politicians,
I hear
the lawyers,
you.
The police, and the pastors. What I can tell all these politicians in this
question. All them start with peace.
Right.
Okay.
Let me tell you all something, God. The school of behemoths.
Mm-hmm.
I am part of the Joshua too. We ain't scared no politicians, although I expect a handful of them. We ain't scared no beliefs, because, right, you know, when I represent this country, we just be proud to say the behemoths. See, what our people got to understand is, when Americans and Canadians say the behemoth people are corrupt, they don't say the PLC or FN, they say the behemoths. God, are you corrupt?
Me? Some people may say I am. I don't know. I don't think I corrupt, but they...
I am not corrupt. Mm-hmm. People be put in our parliament, man. You want to get no favor, no? You want to afford to go all the put in the before up. And when you see him, people ain't saying nothing. And, you know, it's just a mind-boggling. I don't want no landslide, you know. I don't care who win. Just how to make it win. There are a couple of seats. That's how it wanted to happen in the Bahamas. We got people in our parliament supposed to declare constitution by law $10,000 or 2 years in jail. Anybody going to jail? The parliamentation breaking the law. The gangsters breaking the law in the parliament and the Senate. And these PSS and these directors, they shouldn't be paid. The government of Bahamas need to get away with 20,000 lazy civil servants. They can call it there for me. This year, can't take them to get all the salary.
Well, listen, boy.
And we cannot keep running like that. I would ask for.
I believe you.
I won't beg no politicians for nothing.
I believe you, brother.
If they let the PSS do their job, you qualify to get jobs. The same people can work over and over and over. I don't owe in line nothing.
Well, what I want you to do.
I pay my taxes.
You sound like the old guys, Minard Rosebar, where you catch fire and you ain't easy to out. I appreciate you, man. I'm going to try to take two more of these callers before the news, but I appreciate your call, my brother. Keep strong and keep on believing. Next call on the line. Next call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I am.
Your radio too loud or you got a radio on somewhere?
Just wait on that political party.
Hey, your radio. Check your radio on.
Yeah, let me call about
that. All right. Next call on the line. Let's go ahead. Call on the line. Let's go. We got 2 minutes. Let's go.
Hey, God, I can take 30 seconds to tell me something. You're gone now. That's it for you. That's it for you on 12 o'clock. I like how they bring in Chihuahua. Like what they can do with you all. 2 o'clock.
We go 2 to 4. Chihuahua 1, 12 to 2. As long as I'm here, I'll be on 2 to 4 Monday and Thursday. And, you know, the beat goes on. It is what it is. Yeah, I read it earlier today. I heard it play on the radio. I heard the other talk show host mention it, so maybe you just simply missed it.
Yeah,
but
I missed it.
I can read it for you quickly. It says Z is moving to 12 PM of next week.
Yeah, we know that, but we know what they could do with y'all.
And beginning next week, Garden Radio Today will be moving into that spot from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. And Cleveland, Uncle Sarah, Aeneas III, and every weekday. So we're going to have some friends coming on as well.
So
here on Garden Radio Today.
Debbie no more. You didn't bring Debbie on no more.
Debbie is at another venue right now. She said that as soon as she's done, she's going to try to make her way here before 2, just to say hello to you, the Bahamian people. But Debbie is very much in line and ready to join you.
That's a good woman.
Well, I try to hang around. This is what I try to tell you. All I try to hang around. Y'all think I don't know nobody?
Hey, tell us two things.
I know plenty of people.
You now, right?
Uh-huh.
And what the man... I can't see beauty is in the eyes to behold. I don't go with beauty. Some of the nicest people, sweetest people, woman and man, and they're not, when you describe, they're not too, what would you call, pretty or handsome. So what they say, you ugly? That's what the man say?
No, he didn't say ugly. He just said, I ain't the most handsome fella, but I all right.
Okay.
But that's all right.
Like you were saying that you had a problem with what the union did yesterday for the money with the
me, price. I ain't getting nobody
well,
business.
That's what I mean. And you sound rowdy now, like you stand from things, them, like from, that, from spread of one gone. And I think of this, like certain things, them, you don't want touch no more.
No, it ain't that, you know, is that when I like to talk sense. And if I talk in sense, stupid people, I use the word stupid today because I had that point now with y'all. Stupid people say, oh, he sound like a PLP. Oh, he sound like a FNM. Oh, he sound like a COI.
When we call you stupid too, you remember them.
Yeah, but I
not
said,
if
they,
them.
Yeah, but I just saying, you know, come on.
I don't think you stupid unless you think I stupid.
I said, let's just talk sense. Could we just talk sense and move these acronyms from out of the equation? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you can't say the PLB wrong for this, and you know the FNM is just wrong for this. Then you say, okay, when the FNM come back, we can make it right.
Money with bread promise.
That's what it is.
You know the money with bread promise to give the people. That's our, the government, the people money. Not dying bread, dying money, right? That's our money. That's our money. And he should be careful. You know the handlers who have them work around with them. not the dog handlers, what is walk dog, but his handlers, them, what he's paid to do certain things, them. They need to be careful of telling him what he say or the motives. like speaking off the cuff, and he still won't fix him out.
Well, listen, you is my friend. You and I have been friends for a long time. Call me back after the news. Let me try to get two more calls
okay,
in here.
Okay, sir.
I let you call back. You is my friend. I in charge today. Next call on the line. Let's go. Call on the line.
Okay.
Oh, you're too loud. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You know, you have these set of people, you know, who just sit around and wait on their party to come into power and always looking for contracts that they think they're entitled to. I hope the day comes when, you know, they will give a share around to everybody, even if they give it to both parties, and they share it around, man, because, you know, everybody think, you know, their party's entitled to this, entitled to that, you know, and so everybody got to eat, like someone say. So, you know, that's my 5 cents.
Right. Let me take the last caller on the line. Call on the line, go ahead quickly, 30 seconds, we got to get the news. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead, you're on. Okay, we'll have that caller to call back after the news. I do appreciate you calling in. Listen here, folks, man. Hey, I just trying to make sense of everything. And I'm just trying to keep my blood pressure low. I'm trying to keep myself healthy. And listen, man, you people are great people. I love you people, you know. But please, for God's sake, lose the stupidity and let's talk about sensibility. This is Godwin Radio today, 96.9 FM here in Nassau, Bahamas. I am Garth Maynard Roseboro. Hakun Uncle Siraz out today. He won't be back until next Tuesday. But we'll be jamming today and tomorrow right here, 12 to 2. Until next week, we'll be on 2 to 4. But right now, we'll be back right after the news.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
This October, let's come together for hope, support, and strength.
It's the Sister Sister Breast Cancer Support Group meeting Friday, October 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. right on the Nassau Guardian grounds, Carter Street.
And the best part? With just $1, you can help make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Every dollar counts toward awareness, education, and support for women battling this disease.
Come on, drop a dollar. And stand with us for a cause that touches so many lives.
Join us on Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and let's turn every dollar into hope.
That's the Sister Sister Breast Cancer Dollar Day. Proudly sponsored by the Guardian Media Group, Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh. That's why I'm easy.
Easy like Sunday morning. I am not happy when I try to fake it. There's no fake in Garth Maynard Roseboro. This is the real deal here on Garden Radio today, 96.9 FM. Every day of the week, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. Garth Maynard Roseboro, I ain't trying to fake nothing for nobody. I do what I got to do. It is what it is. This is my space. This is my life. This is my service. And I'm here today for you. And who don't like it? Well, they can change the station. They can go elsewhere. But if you want a good conversation, a great conversation, you got to stay tuned in to Guardian Radio all day long. This is Smart Talk. And I don't expect stupid people and silly people to listen to Smart Talk. Silly people, they can't understand Smart Talk. And so if you're smart, you're listening. If you're kind of a little out of there, like you weird, some of you people just weird. Some of you people just silly weird. I mean, just crazy weird. Stay away from me. Stay away from me. Because God's meal at Roseboro is going to stay easy and easy like Sunday morning. Someone says that there's a song that says, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. We need to get nothing from the masters of politics that will deliver nothing to them. Now, listen to that. Anyhow, like I said, I ain't getting involved in your politics, but that was a powerful statement. Someone else texts in and says, while there's still time left, I beg to differ that all that was promised for Bimini and West End has been done, or even will be done before the next general election. Go down the list of all that was promised and check it out. So that's another text. Then there's someone who says, that has to be his house, Garth. That has to be his house. All right. Good afternoon, the person says. Please help me understand the Prime Minister's logic of going to build a $300 million hospital for women and have all that wasted space at PMH. Who is he taking advice from? His wife? Please take a million of that money and bring in some Canadian specialists who know about hospital management. Advise them. You can line up 10 jumbo jets in all that PMH space. Well, that's a political text right there. That's up for discussion. And, you know, I'm not against you in your politics. You know, what I'm going to do for you. Let me tell you what I'm going to do for you. Because I'm in your politics, because until you decide you're going to be a mature listening audience, I'm going to let Gabby handle some politics. I'm going to let Debbie Bartlett handle some politics. And I'm going to let Darvin Russell handle some politics. As for me, I'll tell you what I'm going to handle in a little bit, but I want to talk about making your lives better, irregardless of your political affiliation. I want to build some people up because time is short, and I want to inspire some people. That's what I think I want to do. But anyway, let me read another text. Good morning, Brother Garth. A fiery talk show for Bahamians today. We have to get it right once and for all. Stop the bad behaviors and create a righteous nation with good governance. We can change our country for a better Bahamas, for I ain't easy like a Sunday morning. This is from my good friend, the mayor of Grand Bahama. I appreciate your text. Another text still coming in says, that other caller running on with trash, he is not a government employee. He can't be. Listen, I know you government people, you want your money, you want it now. But guess what? When I say I want a by-election in Golden Isles, you know what you tell me? No, man, y'all don't need that. It's too close to the election. See, how you going to want your things and you don't want God to get his things? That's why I easy like a Sunday morning, because I ain't listening to you. You ain't rational. You only selfish. You're a selfish individual. So that's why I don't listen to some of y'all people. Well, your good friend is still trying to cut this to Sparky. I have cast. Anyway, no, I'll see Sparky. I would like to read your text. You asked me if I could read your text. I will read your text, but the things you text into me, Sparky, I can't read them now. Anyway, let me go on to something else. Sparky, it ain't personal, but Sparky, you got to behave yourself. This the people them radio, this the people them station, this the people them employees. You see? Don't try bring that hypertension this way, man. I just easy. Garth, living in Nassau is like living in a big prison, this person says, because of the level of criminality and policing that is necessary. If it's not the police making noise every minute, it's the things on motorbikes. It's crazy. And all the CCTV cameras watching 24/7 and following me. They got drones following you for traffic violations. But yet they can't solve any crimes. If we don't try change next the NWO, that's the New World Order, and the Mark of the Beast, lockdown and martial law will be implemented. Well, that person has their strong views. And, this one is deep. Well, folks, this is Garth Bernard Roseboro here, Guardian Talk Radio today. The phone numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. Now, I made mention before I left here in the business section of the Guardian. See, I didn't skip your big page. You want me to read the big page for y'all? Give me one sec. Okay, the big page, the front page. So you don't think I am being biased. I'm just reading the people's paper to the front page. That's what I'm going to do for you. We want our money now. They got a bunch of people downtown marching saying they want their money now. Then the PM assures pay before Christmas. Then we see Pintard hits at government's plan for new hospitals. Then we see the MPs pay tribute to Vaughan Miller, Dr. Norman Gay, and Frank Carter. Okay? If you turn the page, you see government buys 7 water plants for Aqua Design. Government should step back and listen to Junkanoo groups. Pintard says, 2022 murder case is dropped. Negotiations underway in child sex case. And you read on and on and on. And it's a great newspaper. This paper has been around from 1844. Any little bit of news and catch up you want to catch up on, I guarantee you it's in the news. And all that political conversation, people will have opinions. An opinion simply means that you may believe one side is right and the other one wrong, and then the other person is going to believe differently, and you become two opposing forces, and then you try to get God Maynard Roseboro in the middle of that, and you say, God Roseboro, he's stupid, because he don't know what to say, and he don't know how to conduct a proper analysis, and he don't know how to conduct a proper... See, you see how y'all pull me into your nonsense? That's why I'm telling you... Anyway, you almost cussed just now. That's why I serve in Jesus, and I'm easy like Sunday morning. IRS, this is what I want. Workforce as the government shutdown enters a second week. That's on page B5. That's B for business on page 5. But I got one of those callers that called before the news. Caller, go ahead. You're on the line.
How you doing?
Hey, my brother.
That's it. We're at the road sign department.
Sign department?
Road sign department or something like that.
Yeah, I know about the road sign department because a family member used to be the ones doing the signs. Go ahead.
What department they fall under? What ministry?
I think that's Ministry of Works.
So why they in the middle of the road coming up in prime time and thing trying to put white in the middle of the road right now?
Oh, that's Bahama Striping.
Huh?
That would be Bahama Striping, right?
Bahama Striping, and
yeah.
Then the road sign department on the truck will around the signing stick.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Somebody to be more,
okay.
Smart enough.
Here's the problem.
To know what to do these things, man.
Here's the problem, then. And this is not political, people. This is not political. This is an observation that he is making. So let's do this rationally, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be awake for 9 o'clock, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You knock off at 4 o'clock.
Exactly.
So what time between 9 and 4 we can paint this road?
I don't paint it in the night. Looking where they're doing the
thing. If I paint in the night, I got to pay you time and a half. And in time and a half means then that people still at home 11 o'clock and changing shift. And then the people from the bar coming home 1 o'clock. So people always in the road. But I understand what you're saying when it comes to going to work on time.
When I work in the night, I don't get no time and a half. I get a schedule.
So what happens is on the peak time, what I'm hearing you say, on the peak time, they need to not be there. But on the breaks, like between maybe 10 and 12,
yeah,
and maybe between
like that,
2
somebody
to 3.
Organize that better, man.
Yeah.
Just for a month, but
yeah. Okay.
For the public.
Okay.
We pay for the road. We got to go on the road now. We inconvenience because you're all paying the road and doing all that foolishness on the road.
And then maybe, like you would say, early Sunday morning or late at night, yeah, you can... Give some pay to 2 or 3 of those people. I got
what
you.
I would also say, anything, like I was saying, I work for private. We have schedules. You understand what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes.
Put people on schedules. Everyone ain't got to work in the day. This the real world now, man. It's 2025.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Ain't nobody needing no 9 to 5 no more, you know.
And the flip side of that is if they got 20 people in that department and they only got 3 or 4 of them there painting all day, that don't make no sense. We need to put 20 people there and get it done quick, fast, and hurry.
Exactly.
I got you. You're talking about management of time.
Management, God.
Yes, I like it.
Proper management of time and assets.
But, you know, we don't like to talk too much about time management because somebody got to go get the drinks for everybody, you know, and we got to put those drinks in the thermos. So you can see what we're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
we got to talk about you here with us shooting down the road. And and then where the gal is who you used to date last year, buddy. And they ain't trying to tell the gal you used to date last year is the gal who they dating now. They just want to see what you got to say. I didn't know how this thing work. I didn't know how this thing work, man. I was a real behemoth. I didn't been do. Listen, every job you could name, I probably didn't do, except electrical. But I do light electrical. But I didn't hear these people when they do when they go to work. They ain't really want work, you know. Work is a social affair.
Oh, yeah. Social, man. Social.
Okay, then. Okay, I appreciate your call, my brother.
All right, God.
Yeah, man. Next call on the line. Let's go. Call on the line.
Scott.
Hey, welcome back.
How you doing, man? Listen.
How easy?
Mr. Easy Sunday morning.
Yes.
Mr. Pendad, he no fool. He know if he loses by election, he can't afford to lose this. And if he loses this, he know he's a goner. So that's my belief, that he's trying to run straight in to this general election, and whatever happen. So the pressure's on him now to see. He lost the one in Grand Bahama, and this one, can see what he make up.
All right, my brother. All right, I got you. So he's making an observation. He has his belief. I ain't responding to that, but you know what people can say? But you let him talk about that. Why you let him talk about that? Because you believe what he say. You on his side. See. I tell you, I ain't talking about my politics now. When he mentions that again, Gabby will be sitting here, or Darwin will be sitting here, or Miss Debbie Barton will be sitting here. I guess what I can do, I can allow them to discuss that with you. Now, when and if it happens near to that particular time after the 24th of this month, then I could say I could get involved in a conversation, not because I choose to, but because I live in Golden Isles. That's the only reason why you can get me to talk politics at that particular time. Other than that, I am not interested in your silly politics. I am not. PLP, FNMCOY, all y'all can go fishing together. Just don't take my fish, because I go fishing too. Next call on the line, let's go.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Man, it's a great afternoon hearing from you, man. I'm still easy.
Hey,
I'm easy.
I have a question for you, right?
You want to question me?
I just have a question for you, right? Quick question.
Wow.
How do you think the government is going to deal with the liquor licenses and all that, right? Do you think they did that based on the fact that there's too much Chinese? You think that was the genesis of the whole debacle? Or you think it's the churches who caused it?
But listen here. See, when you talking about liquor, and you talking about getting giddy, that's wasting politics in this country. Liquor? Where did it come from?
Well, my thing is, right, how you could start that? People don't realize, right, we was running liquor before the Mexicans was digging tunnels.
Well, Guess what I want you to do for me? I want you to call me back. I'll tell you why. Royalty has just entered into the studio. I got to let her get settled. Give me more music, man. Give me that sweet music. And you must call back or hold the line. Do me that favor. I appreciate you.
Okay.
All righty. My love. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I see my love.
I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. It's wild. I wanna be high, so high. I wanna be free to know the things I do are right. I wanna be free, just me, oh man.
All right, folks, boy, I had to catch my breath. I keep telling y'all, my hospital over there in Fort Lauderdale, you know. I just got to catch a flight to get over there. And so when I saw the back of the head of this individual, all nice, pretty, I said, I know that head's from somewhere. I say, no, but I can't be my friend. I say, stop the show, producer, put on that music. I got none other than my friend, the woman that I love all my life. I grew up watching this woman on TV. Every admiration, if you talk about it, listen to me. listen to God, Rose Barrow. I just gone from easy to hard. So, Miss Debbie Bartlett.
Oh, my goodness.
It's good to see you.
My good friend.
I love you, man.
I love you even more.
Listen.
I mean, you know how many, not too many people could call me.
I just answer the voice ring. Every time I call you.
That's it.
Jeez.
I try to make that a habit to anybody who calls. If I don't answer right away, I just didn't see it. I can't. But you are indeed very special for me to take another step for you to drive down here and sit with you.
Man, I appreciate you so much. and you know, today I tell these people, I don't want to talk no politics, and you hear me ain't talking no politics with Debbie Bartlett. Don't be rude. Do not be rude. Ms. Bartlett, you've come a long way when it comes to even inspiring us academically. I'm talking, but I was a very, I wasn't born poor because my mother wouldn't allow people to even call me poor. She was a bank worker and for Commonwealth Bank, one of the sponsors of the show. And my mother used to drop me off to Busy Bee before I even went to Queen's College in a taxi. Remember back in the day, we had these taxis, 35111.
Yes, yes.
And she would drop me all the way from Mahomes Academy School in Adderley's Terrace to Blue Hill Road to Busy Bee, which used to be across from S.E. McPherson. And she used to walk from there to Dunmore Lane to Commonwealth Bank. Walk. My mother did that for me. And so I always felt privileged. I always felt honored. But I was so stubborn in school. You know, I was the school star. I was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in grade 5. I was the Indian chief in the Peter Pan play. I had talent, but I was still a talented idiot. You know, I went to St. Thomas More, and I heard about Christopher Columbus and the Indians and everything else. But somewhere along the line, Ms. Bartlett, I dropped the baton. I couldn't understand Constantinople, the Byzantine Empire, Pythagoras theorem, A plus B equals 60. I say, what the hell are these people talking about? And I dropped the ball. But watching you every night, you would think I was smart. It's academic. Oh, I don't want to miss that. I don't want...
Reaction.
Yes. So welcome. I talk too much, but I'm really excited.
That's wonderful. Listen, please give your mother my love.
Yes.
I mean, she represented that, not only recognized there was hope and opportunity, she seized it. And I love her, and she is a part of the foundation mm-hmm. of this country, which really represents strength.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about, and I was listening to you as I drove here, and the wisdom in the Bahamas is incredible, and I believe our founding fathers declared that we will be the greatest little nation in the world, and the contribution that talk shows like yours, I listen to just about all the talk shows during the weekdays, and Guardian Radio, all doing a really good job. I always say, if two people always agree, someone is unnecessary. But what the opportunity we have now, the politics creates a lot of noise sometimes, with great perspectives, but we do not look enough to the root of the problem.
Mm.
And we see the solution through the lens of our opinion and not the principles for success.
Mm.
When I first started, I had reaction. I was the first to bring a white Bahamian on, Jeffrey Johnstone.
Mm.
And I have served the PLP and FNM as with both Celinda and Dame Marguerite, former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Ingram. And the point that I'm making is, when we sign up to be a Bahamian who is a nation builder, which should be all of us from every position, we have to be able to distinguish what I call to remove the noise of who we choose to vote when we are in a seat, that our opportunity and responsibility is to uplift love,
yes.
uplift diligence, uplift impartiality.
Yes.
No, that's what governance is. It's activities aimed at improving someone's status.
Mm.
So our principle for life is to understand that we are not going to succeed if we continuously undermine the qualified.
Yes, yes.
No. We make personal, see, that's the noise. When we are stuck on a position on any side of the political divide and ignore what is truth, ignore what is fact, undermine abandoned principles. Diligent hands will rule. Laziness ends in slave labor.
My Lord.
So if we are looking at increased levels of poverty, it does not start with either part of the political. It starts with personal governance and family structure.
It does.
Yes. So if we always start with the politics, well, guess what? Whatever we produce in the home is what we can produce in Parliament.
That's it.
And what whoever we are as a person is going to show up where we show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so Maslow's law says that we need to have the basic needs of food and mm-hmm. shelter.
Belonging and protection.
And mm-hmm. as we move our way up to self-actualization.
Mm-hmm.
So what I humbly believe, because you have to work on parallel tracks, we have to become more self-actualized.
We need to.
You know, Mr. Garth, listen to me. Can I be blunt?
Please do.
With the greatest humility.
Yes.
We need to get our black act together.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
And so it pays. You see what governance is? Activities aimed at improving each other's status.
Yes.
And all we do is lay the groundwork. What comes from the word ginomia to become? We're not talking about the weak work ethic. Somebody touched on it as I was listening.
Mm.
Well, work means to become. So you can't become your dream if you don't work it.
That's correct.
Diligent hands will rule. Laziness ends in slave labor. So we become slaves when we come to work and we are not given an honest day's work.
That's correct.
So then the cost of living goes up higher, right? And we can't afford our rent.
Mm.
Because somebody, you have to hire more people to do what one person should do.
My Lord, that's the equation.
Yes, I was talking to someone yesterday, and they were saying they were struggling in their small business. Small businesses is the foundation of any strong economy.
It is.
And, you know, he said he's struggling, and he was talking to his brother about how difficult it is to operate because of the level of stealing.
Mm.
And his brother told him, man, you might as well count on it. You know, put 7% extra on that because that's how much people are going to steal.
Mm.
That is not the foundation of Bahamians. We, the foundation and the culture of the people of the Bahamas is that we are on move 25 cents if it's not ours. But a lot of companies are folding because which creates ownership for Bahamians and dividends and jobs are folding because we approach an opportunity for me and not for we.
My Lord. Listen, boy, this is Miss Debbie Bartlett we're listening to. You know, I'll be honest with y'all. I came in today, so I ain't got nothing to do with y'all people. You know. Y'all that make me want to quit talking politics with y'all. This lady come right here and tried to show me the better side of politics, which is to lift you up as a people. Now I got to go right back in this fight again and talk politics. So my Lord. Call on the line. You want to talk to Ms. Bartlett? This is Carl Roseboro here. God didn't talk with her today. You're on life.
Since I know she was coming, I got a call just to say hi and to say thank you, Ms. Bartlett, for everything, what I know you've been doing for people like me and people in this country.
I love you, Papa. I appreciate you and thank you for all of your consistency and your work. It matters what you're doing. Your perspectives are informed and you are contributing to the strengthened democracy.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Hey, Ms. Bartlett. Ms. Bartlett was telling them that, Ms. Bartlett, I don't know if you know, but you was the first owner from a station who take chance to give the blind man a job. When I say job, right? I mean, I don't know if they use the word a job because let me jump on the field with my aid as a blind person and
wow.
Do a little bit of reporting. I don't know if you could remember.
Of course I do. Of course I do.
You don't forget,
Papa. I want you to know I appreciate it. It wasn't easy, but I really, really appreciate the opportunity and stuff and coming around the radio station. So, Mama's father, you're a blessed woman. Yep. I just
praise
want
God.
To say, morning glory. Another day, and I'm strong.
song, but that's her song, but she sing that.
Oh, I get this number.
I love you, Miss Bartlett.
I love you more.
Listen, you know, that type of love, that type of memory, that type of legacy, as I sit here and I speak to you, and I'm privileged to do so. This is something that I wanted to do from when I was a child. I love the microphone. I love presentation. I love a great conversation. From I was born, this is what I was born to do. But I try to remain as humble as I possibly could. And the one thing I recognized quickly when I was blessed to have seen her again, Miss Debbie Bartlett, I'm referring to, I was so excited. The young man came in and kissed on the cheek. I said, well, ain't nobody come to kiss me. Better woman coming to kiss me when they come into the studio. But so excited to see her because her legacy speaks for itself. And you women out there, I want you all to look at Miss Debbie Bartlett. This is a woman that should be honored. I'm not saying that because she's in my presence, but there is every cell in her body that just simply exudes the blessings and the strength of a mighty God that she serves. And I just want you to know you are truly a guiding light. And I admire your strength. I think you're the Harriet Tubman of the Bahamas. You're leading women to a better way of life. And if anybody tries to stop your railroad experience to take us there, I want you to know that I will be the soldier willing to take the knife, the dagger, or the bullet for you. Because I believe in your work ethic. I believe in your purpose. I was womb in order to help strengthen the Bahamian people. And the reason why I open my microphone to you anytime you so desire that your schedule permits is because I know the purpose that you represent. And listen to me, I stand down. I stand down to Miss Debbie Bartlett, and I want the nation to stand up with her. Next call on the line, quickly go ahead. Miss Debbie Bartlett in studio.
Yeah, very pleasant. Good afternoon, Mr. God.
Thank you.
Listen here, Debbie Bartlett, Miss Bartlett, you are one of those who should be honored. I watch you. I'm in my 50s. I watch you as a little girl, me and my mother. And she used to sit, tell us, sit in the front of the TV and say, let me know when Debbie Bartlett, come on. And you run and we say, Mommy, it's academics on. Debbie Bartlett coming on. Mm-hmm. And I remember that vividly, that we used to run just excited because you just brought so much into our homes as children. And listen, I remembered when you retired at the desk and you stopped commentating and doing the news. I cried because I'm like, she's leaving, you know. But I knew that you were going on to higher heights and God was putting you in a place that you would still do the work for the Bahamian people, advocate in your own way. And I just want to salute you today from a young, being a woman. And I want to salute you. And I want you to know that you have done so much in my life as a young age of 15, that because of you, what I've recognized with you and the moment, the mentor that you were, that I am now a mother with children who are, actually, I'm Gabby's mother.
Oh my goodness.
I just want you to know, yes, this has come from such a far away. Me being 15, having my first child, and being able to produce the daughters that I have now.
Yes,
I have
a daughter that is a nurse. I know Debbie, yes.
And I just want to say, Miss Bartlett, because of you, made me a better mother, a better woman.
Yes.
And I want to salute you, and I stand with Mr. God today. And the nation needs to continue to know who Debbie Bartlett is, not was, because you are still in the present.
Yes.
And we need to pay more tribute to women like you. And I salute you today. Thank you, Mr. God, for letting me speak.
Thank you so much, my love. God bless you. Let me take another caller. Y'all go ahead and give this woman a flowers. She's in studio today. And we're talking about building the nation. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Ms. Bartlett, how are you?
Oh, that is...
favorite radio show. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I see you're still a nation builder. I love you, Erica, forever and ever.
And I love you, too. And let me tell you something. That prayer, that morning when you called me about 6 p.m. in the morning, October 9th, 2010, it's still working. I never forget it. And God told me to pray for you because you were about to go through some storms. that if you don't have the spiritual covering, you won't be able to go through with this every day.
Stay strong, America.
40 years later, I thank you so much.
Praise the Lord.
Get me under your wings. And I have my beautiful baby boy here. The people started attacking me.
America, we'll be praying for you. We thank you for your tribute.
You don't understand. That was the roughest year of my life. Mm. And that prayer, Mr. Bartlett, you were, I'm telling you, 14 years later, that prayer still resonates. And I agree with the former caller. We need more women like you, okay? You didn't shun me. I can remember coming to you and telling you that I was pregnant. And, oh, dear. I guess we're going to have a gems baby. And every time things went wrong, when my father died, my child's father was acting a plum fool, and I don't care because I said my story a million times. And the things that happened, and you said to me, imagine when I went home to have my child. Imagine, because I wanted to stay. I was trying to get back home to the Bahamas, and I went back to my other home to have my child, and my father got sick and subsequently died. And you said to me, you see how God works? Just imagine.
Well, we thank God for you, Miss Erica. We thank you for your son that you brought to this country as a young man. You're doing the best job ever to bring him as a soldier for this country.
Thank you so much, Ms.
And Miss Debbie Bartlett will be with us time and time again.
I told my child what you said. You said, Jonathan, he will be a leader of leaders that will do what? Say it. Mm-hmm. Impact what? Generations positively.
Bye-bye then, Miss Erica Morris.
Bye. You know, if I may, I'm just so very humbled, and I got a little moisture in my eyes because it's, you know, it's so refreshing. Even Jesus was so happy when somebody came back to say thanks. And starting with you, Mr. Garth, it was very humbling. I don't take it for granted. Your mother... Erica, I need to see my gem son, Jonathan. And if I may, just on that point, nobody is a mistake.
Nobody.
We all fall short.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the DNA of God, which gives us a purpose. And the purpose requires leadership, self-governance of what we do, of our destiny. It doesn't start with the politician, it starts with me.
You know something? I'm listening to you today, and before I take this next caller, I want to give a challenge to that young man today out there who has a gun, the young man who is facing a decision to want to join a gang or to just do something nefarious. You know what I want you to do? I want you all to take a look at the life of Miss Debbie Bartlett. And if you could ever find a way just to have a one-on-one conversation with her, the inspiration that this woman gives and breathes has even turned around the life of a man like Garth Roseborough. A 1.56 GPA, didn't want to understand school, wanted to get out of my parents' house, wanted to have sex like everybody else, have a good time and party, had no ambition, didn't want to go anywhere. I'll be honest with you, at the age of 15, 16, I didn't even want to take a bath. I could swim, but I didn't like bathing. I just wanted to be a natty dread if I had to be. And do foolishness. I never smoked, but I just didn't want to be a part of the system. But when you look at people like Miss Debbie Bartlett, life begins to make sense. And so as a stepping stone, as an introductory to making sense, I would challenge that whatever church she worships at, to visit that church with her, make your way over to her and introduce yourself and find a way to open up the conversation about help me to make the right decision. And I don't know where she's going to lead you, where she's going to send you, but I know one thing. She has sent me right now in 2025, right here to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio Today, to have a conversation with you. And I see the call. We got to take a quick break, get some commercials in, but she's still here. She's not gone anywhere. We're going to take those calls when we get back. And, of course, you're not going to let her close the show, right? It's only the respectful thing to do. We'll be right back after these messages.
Like Sunday morning, I wanna be high.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first heart in the world. See how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When you are hungry and on a tight budget, don't settle. Make the only choice and head on over to Wendy's and grab a biggie bag. Choose from a day's single, classic, or spicy chicken with a junior fry, regular drink, and four-piece nuggets for only $9.95. Fat inclusive, order one today. Fresh, especially for you when you order it. Wendy's is fast food done right. Certain restrictions apply.
This October, let's come together for hope, support, and strength.
It's the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group Dollar Day, happening Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on the grounds of the Nassau Guardian, Carter Street, Oaksfield.
And the best part? With just $1, you can help make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Every dollar counts towards awareness, education, and support for women battling this disease.
Come on out, drop a dollar, and stand with us for a cause that touches so many lives.
Join us on Friday, October 17th from 7 to 10 a.m. and let's turn every dollar into hope.
That's the Sister Breast Cancer Dollar Day, proudly sponsored by the Guardian Media Group, Star 106.5, and the Guardian Radio 96.9.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way your convenience is important? So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We ride it together, making love with each other. Islands in the stream. That is what we
are. Islands in the stream. That is what we are. You know, I changed the music a bit because I'm joined with my very dear friend, my mentor, Ms. Debbie Bartlett. I'm not just talking about mentor in journalism. I'm talking about in lifestyle, honorably living, living for a higher purpose, steady, just steady, consistent. No matter what negative darts are thrown your way, no matter what people say, no matter what people do, when the name is heard, the name is synonymous with righteousness or rightful living. This is a constant. This is not even debatable. And so here on Guardian Radio today, Talk Radio today, 96.9 FM, I am blessed. If you're not blessed yet, I am blessed. And I don't know if my producer can put on one of those blessed songs to end the show with, but I am so blessed today. I could feel the fire in this place. This is the type of fire what PLP can't give you, FNM can't give you, COI can't give you. This is a Bahamian thing. This is a thing what is founded down in the top of the ocean, coming all the way up to Mount Alvernia in Cat Island. This feeling don't play. And so I see you on the lines here with Miss Debbie, but so I can get to the callers on the line. Go right ahead, my dear.
Hello.
That's Miss Debbie Bartlett. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line.
Don't
stammer. Don't stammer. Just talk straight.
I don't know if you're. I'm stammering to God, but I thank you for this opportunity.
Yes.
You know, for having Debbie Bartlett on the radio.
Yes.
I had to stop doing what I was doing, and I've been sitting on the phone now for the last 5 minutes or so on my cell phone to be able to say to Debbie, I love you, and I'm hoping that you would give me a call. I am trying to not give you no flowers. I'm trying to see if I can't, so that you can get flowers month after month, year after year, you know, by I'm producing a coffee table book on the Bahamas. And this is not a political thing. I am trying to honor our people. And there's a section that I have that I call Heroes and Sheroes. And Debbie, I'd like, you know, for you to know that I consider you to be one of those sheroes. And I am trying to see if I could get Debbie, if you return a call to me, so that I can get some more information on this shero, so that she could be blossoming year after year. And for Debbie, if you were listening, this is Kenneth Love.
Oh my God.
Boy,
that's my good friend. Oh, you are my hero.
Yeah.
One of the finest photographers, not in the Bahamas, in the world, and who gave me some really classic looking photos. You made me look real pretty, I can tell you that.
You know why he said hello to me, right?
Debbie, I've only produced what you are. You are a beautiful person, not only physically, but spiritually. You know, so and that's the reason why I'm doing this here. For the last 50 years, we have been producing coffee tables, well, not that long, but any books that we've done, any commercials we've done before, is not about our people. It's generally about the tourists and the white sandy beaches. I think that we need to let the world know that as great as it is, because of the people who have made it so. And that includes you. I hope it would become, I'll be one of those as well. So, Debbie, if you can, if I could give my number so that you can call me, I'd like for you to look and to see what I'm doing, maybe even to help me with some input from your perspective, as I respect your perspective. So, is it okay if I give my number?
Listen to me. I listen to you talk fool, right? Because you ain't say hello to me because she pretty and I ugly. But everything cool, Kenny. Everything cool. Listen. I ain't going to fight you. You are a great man. Debbie is your friend. What
if
I need you to do.
You are a man, I can make you look good.
I know you could with that camera of yours, right? But what I want you to do is text me your number 422-4796. 422-4796.
Right, I'm writing it down.
Okay, well, give me your number. Let me see if I can remember. Go ahead.
Yeah, 393-5683.
393-5683.
Or if it's WhatsApp, 813-7105.
Okay, I'm going to call you on the first number. And then we'll make arrangements, and maybe you can bring that book information to us and sit with Debbie. Not a problem, but Ms. Bartlett, I'm sure if she's a part of it, it's going to be a success. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your call.
You are a legend, and I fully support you. It'd be my honor.
Thank you, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Yes, well,
thank
sir.
You,
great. Thank you.
All right.
The great next call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, God, how you doing?
What do you mean, Howard? You can't ask a question like that today. I sit with Debbie Bartlett.
How you doing, Debbie?
How you doing?
I'm fine. You know, I used to be a regular on your show and say, me and Simmons. And then you can't remember the thing, but Erica is a governor. I feel like I am.
Yes. But tell me
right,
your name.
And the last time I saw you, Obi was still alive, and I went to speak to Obi. about something, and you are real gem. But I want to ask you one question before you go away, because I know that you are a hero, because, you know, people just call a person like me, corner caller. But I can tell them, God, I say, I buy the children every day, the punch and the guardian. Am I a iconic reader? And nobody can answer me. You see, we have a lot of people in this country, like, talk. All they do is talk, talk, get smartphones, they talk stupidness, and people business. I was watching the Elder Zero, them BBC News a long time. That's how, see, I like to read. I don't down my BBC people. Yeah, God, here, yeah, what would they be saying? We all as one. We make people be never the bank. We wake hard. How we can like this, Debbie? Debbie, where you go? Ask the bank and how we can like this?
Yes,
thank you for taking my call, Debbie.
Yes, yes, yes. We have to rebuild the culture of earning. That's where your dignity is. When we understand we were born for a purpose, a reason that we were born, and what we have inside us is not only to bring personal fulfillment, but it is to leave a legacy with humility that influences not only our home, community, local environment, but we are supposed to leave a legacy that the future generations around the world will benefit from. That's what we have inside of us. Greatness.
Great conversation. Well, thank you for your call. Is there another call on the line?
Hey, what do you say, God?
Man, I'm doing extremely well today. I was easy at first, but now I feel hard.
Well, brother God.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't going to call you until the 27th. Right? But boy, listen to me.
I pull a trump card on you.
I want you to know, when I heard you said who was in the house, for every action, there's a reaction.
Every cause, there's an effect.
For every cause. And the thing about it, it's academic. Gotcha.
Now, I didn't That's host this academic, but I was a part of producing that show, yes.
You did something to make it happen.
Yes, yes, sir.
At the end of the day, God,
yeah.
This is the gym now,
uh-huh.
What we need on this type of talk show.
Well, this is what I'm trying to do.
The Lord grant you your wishes.
Praise be to God.
Because what would we have in our midst now? We have a bohemian African queen, meek voice, that will be outstanding in any second.
Mm-hmm.
You could be sleeping and you could pick up on that voice.
Praise
the only way you don't pick up on that voice, if you're not a bohemian.
Have mercy.
Well, that is a unique voice.
Well, we appreciate you.
I love you.
And that's the only reason I call. I love you. You
man, get off my mic, man. You ain't gonna call me. You know who I am.
I know God. I on your run today. I on your run on the 27th. Right now, I on the women that I grew up loving.
Yes, sir. I join you.
No one could stop me from loving her.
I join you. And I salute you.
Can't stop me from loving her.
I don't want you to stop loving me.
I appreciate you. I take one more caller. I only can take one more caller, then I can let Miss Albada close off the show. Caller, go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Graham.
Hi, Graham.
How are you doing?
One of my favorite people.
I'm sure. You know, I want to change the culture in the country to one of ownership instead of servitude. Servitude has brought us far, but I think it's now time for us to have ownership in the economy and in the land. What do you think?
Well, I think, Graham, you know that I was the first
radio
station that promoted ownership. And you were a regular there, and we communicated through the filter of ownership, destination, economic emancipation, promised land.
Wow.
In every country, there are seasons. Our season for the Moses generation, which represented a transfer of wealth and created a new middle class. That's what happened to us. The Stafford and those gave us a great foundation to build on. They left the central bank very, very healthy compared to Singapore once they came out of Malaysia. And they're 2 years older than us, but there's more
progress.
Mm-hmm. But we have been able to secure a very high place in the Western Hemisphere as one of the between three and four strongest economy, which is an achievement, so we don't want to downplay that. But excellence has no ceiling, and there's more than we can do. So from the Moses generation, the season that we are in is the Joshua generation. That means increased and expanded ownership for Bahamians. But there is a philosophy that governs the Joshua generation, and that is that anyone who is crossing over Jordan and successful when they leave on their estate, that means that, you know, they straighten out. And those who haven't made it, the strong ones are supposed to go ahead. Those of us who are succeeding supposed to be mentors to those who are on their way crossing over Jordan. What does that mean, Graham? That's the same thing that you were talking about. It means when I said earlier, we have to shift our mindset, shift our philosophy, and like they we say in social service, we have to rise by helping each other succeed. It's a mandate for success, for sustained success, for generational success. We have to identify people with similar vision and values, and let's lift each other up rather than tearing each other down.
I so appreciate you, Ms. Debbie Bartlett. You know we're all out of time. I want to thank our Z-Line, Chicago Line, for the extra minute that he gave to our lady, Ms. Debbie Bartlett. I got to let the lady finish what she got to say, man. We'll be here tomorrow from 12 to 2 with another Guardian Radio Today. Continue to support breast cancer this month and any other form of cancer that is out there. Continue to salute the lady, Ms. Debbie Bartlett. Let's lift her up. We're going to be bringing her back here on a regular so she can help build this nation. This is Gosman at Roseboro, Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM here. Z-Line is next.